People who live on the high plains are resilient, taking negative events and turning them into positive ones. There is perhaps no greater example of this than 33-year-old artist Jacob Morin of Amarillo, who in 2002 was shot in the neck following a drug deal gone bad.
The bullet traveled through my neck and came out the back of my head. I just changed my life completely.
Jacob's story, unfortunately, isn't an uncommon one. His childhood was less than ideal. His mom and dad split up when he was 8 years old. And even though he had his grandparents, Jacob spent a lot of time alone.
My mother was a bartender growing up. My father was a biker, and they split up and whenever I was 8 years old. And I was always raised by my grandparents at night. And so I was a runaway. I would be with more kids than my family. I was very defiant, very, very bad, very disrespectful, very, very bad kid.
At a young age, Jacob fell in with the wrong crowd.
I hung out with the popular kids that were well off, more than well off in Amarillo. And they liked to drink for some reason more. It was weird. We started drinking like in the eighth grade, you know, seventh grade, sixth grade even. Very bad, very, very bad, very bad deal. I was hooked on meth in the sixth grade. I started meth in the sixth grade.
While under the custody of Child Protective Services, Jacob volunteered to attend Gulf Coast Trade Center.
It's a state school for offenders. I volunteered to go there out of CPS for 7 months.
While there, Jacob was trained in bricklaying.
It gave me a little bit of manhood I didn't have and stability I didn't have.
But soon after he got out, he once again fell in with the wrong crowd.
I got home and I started making $20 an hour on a bricklaying crew because I learned a trade. One or two of them were on meth, and I started hanging out with them instead of staying at home. And it just triggered it all over again. I was on meth, coke, alcohol, Xanax, marijuana.
That decision ultimately led to what could have been a tragic end for Jacob.
And I was up for 4 days going on five when I got shot in the neck with a .38 snub nose because on my fourth day awake, I robbed a drug dealer in the middle of the daytime. It was that bad. It was the worst decision. It got me immediately shot in the neck the next day. It was near fatal. I was awake for 4 days, and I got shot. It traveled through my entire neck. It came out the back of my head, about where you look down and those muscles tighten up. That's where the bullet came out, and it went in underneath my jaw, underneath my ear. It went straight to the drug house the next day with my family begging me not to, but they didn't stop me out the door. They let me walk off. Tube coming out of my head, I went to the drug house the next day. But that's how bad it is. It was. That's how bad I was. That stuff took me over when I was a young man, and I had to get shot in the neck to stop, and I stopped when I got shot.
That turned out to be a turning point for Jacob.
When you look down a gun and you get shot and it was your own fault, you're going to look at what you've done.
Tragedy didn't leave Jacob alone, however. 2 years ago, shortly after his daughter was born, her mother was killed in a car accident.
I lost my child's mother in a car accident here in Amarillo. And that's been one of the hardest things I've ever been through.
Through it all, art has helped Jacob heal, or as he puts it, to rise.
Art has been there once again. Just that's all I had. I immediately started painting large paintings. She passed away. I painted a painting while she was hurt. I just drew tattoos when she was in the hospital and got them. I just have just loved art. Art's been there. I've drawn my daughter a couple times.
Nothing is off-limits in terms of the type of art or the type of tools he uses to create it.
It could be in churches because I do religious art. It could be on the street because I do graffiti-type art. It could be sports because I do sports art. It could be portraits because I do portraiture art. I use peacock feathers to make crosses with stencils, with spray paint, and acrylic, and pencils, and my fingerprints, you know? It's like I'll draw a hand, and I went and bought an ink pad, and I'll use my own skin to do the details on the hand.
Now, Jacob is on a mission, one inspired by a mass shooting.
I don't know when the first one I saw, I don't want to lie, but I've seen mass shootings, and oh my God. And it started going up more and more, and then the day that I saw my daughter crawl for the first time, I'm enjoying her now, and then we turn on the TV, and then there's the San Diego shooting, I think it was. So I look behind my shoulder and tell her family, my baby's family, I'm going to start doing mass givings. If someone can do this, I would do a mass giving with my art, with some prints.
Jacob started giving prints of his artwork away, and would then take a picture of the person who received it, record the person's name and the circumstances surrounding it.
So what I would do is I would just pretty much go give prints away to whoever I could in the room and ask them to take a picture. I've gone 2 months straight on two different occasions, giving a different piece to a person and taking a picture. It's amazing stories. I would do paragraphs explaining of the situation and what happened. Every day, finding a random person, asking if I could give them a print. I met WT teachers here at the college was one, a senator candidate. I met Mr. Beto O'Rourke through this mass-giving deal, just Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong. I met him through giving. I have a book that I've been collecting signatures in for 4 years of these people.
He doesn't expect much in return for his acts of generosity.
The biggest smiles, gosh, these smiles these people have. They just look at you like, hold on, what? And I kind of, they look at me and they look me around and they're like, you have something for me? That's all it takes.
Jacob would like to take his mass givings all the way to the White House, but for now, he is satisfied with simply making people smile and hoping they pay it forward.
If someone will see that I did a mass giving, maybe they'll want to give more.
To see Jacob Morin's artwork, visit his Facebook page, Jacob Aaron Morin. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Angie Hafley.